What's up, everybody? This is Hannah Rose with the Girls Club Podcast. I'm here with a solo episode. Truth be told, I didn't get a guest. That's why it's a solo episode. No special reason other than I dropped the ball. I just thought I would answer some questions that I got asked on Instagram. I am kind of in a bad mood. I shouldn't be talking about it because it has to do with my boyfriend's sister. I shouldn't talk about it. My cat needs to shut the fuck up. Kitty, stop.
Give me your mouse.
Okay. I just took my cat's mouse away that she was so heroically killing. Look at the questions we have here. Can men actually succeed on OnlyFans? This is a good question. No. Can men succeed on OnlyFans? This is interesting. I feel like gay men could, or men who want to make gay content. I don't know if women want to pay money to watch a man masturbate. Now that I say it out loud, we don't. You're not gonna succeed on OnlyFans. I think I can speak for all women. We do not want to watch you masturbate. I never want to see it. I don't even want to see your dick. I want it to be hard and then in me and me not even see it. It is kind of crazy that men and women pay so much money to just like watch women like play with their nipples and like touch themselves, even though you can go on a porn site and see it, but I really don't think any woman wants to watch a man jerk himself off for $9.99 a month. Honestly, that's a straightforward, simple question. Maybe if it was a gay porn OnlyFans, you might have a market for that, but if you were a straight man trying to make content for women, I don't know if you can. I think if you were going to try to make content on OnlyFans as a straight man for women, it would have to be like you showing off your credit score, how much money you make, you know, the kinds of flowers you might buy us, you know, things we actually care about, mostly the money part. I don't really care about the flowers. What else? I'm trying to think. Yeah, like chicks can have Amazon wish lists on their OnlyFans. Like, what would a guy have for a girl to buy? He'd be like, here, dude, buy yourself some new socks because your masturbation video, I could not watch your goddamn masturbation video with your goddamn hole in your sock. You know what I mean? We'd just be buying you guys clothes like we already do. I feel like every girl's going to relate to this. Every heterosexual relationship, you just buy that guy's clothing. That's how he gets clothing. Like, his mom starts buying him clothes as a child. And then when he gets older, his girlfriends start buying them clothes because they don't buy their own goddamn clothing. And now, for $9.99 a month, you can subscribe to his OnlyFans, go on his Amazon wish list, and buy him clothes. Because that's apparently all we do, because they don't know how to buy their own clothes. I feel like this could be a bit. And by bit, I mean I am a comic. I feel like this could be something funny. What else? Okay, my friend said, would you fuck blank, a specific person's name, for 50 or 500K? Followers or money? Does it matter? Would I much rather have $500,000 or 500,000 followers on Instagram? Honestly, the followers. Oh my god, my cat, shut the fuck up, dude. What are you meowing at? Just shh. You're quiet all day. Oh, now she's chasing her tail. Yeah, honestly, I would much rather have 500,000 followers on Instagram than money. What does that say about me? I don't know. But this is how I see. If you have 500,000 followers on Instagram, you can make way more than $500,000 if you are truly an influencer, you know? They make a lot of fucking money. I was watching a video of this chick. She's 18, by the way. She's 18 and she makes like 20 grand a month on YouTube and Instagram. And yeah, so I'd much rather have 500,000 followers. And would I fuck this one guy? He's saying a specific guy, and I'll paint a picture of the guy that my friend is talking about. He is stupid, voted for Trump. I really can't get that specific because he'll know exactly who he is. He's probably not going to listen to this, but this man is just an angry guy who likes to scream at people and call them names. And my friend is asking, would you fuck him for 500K? And we established that I want that to be in followers. I wouldn't fuck him for the 500K, even though I'd make so much money with 500K. Subscribers, followers, whatever. I just couldn't do it. I'm not that person. I can't fake being nice to people or fake an orgasm or fake being into sex. I don't know if I could. I wish I could, because I think I could probably get way more money and things in my life if I was down to fuck some guys I don't like just for those things. But I can't do it. I don't want to say I have too much self-respect, because I don't. I don't have any self-respect. I just am kind of a bitch. I can't fake be nice to people. And I'm definitely not faking an orgasm for anyone. I didn't walk in the goddamn women's march to fake an orgasm. I'm too cynical to use sex to get things in life. What else should we talk about? I don't really like any of the other questions I was asked. I really thought that I'd be able to talk for way longer than 7 minutes, but here we are, answer questions. I have some awesome guests coming on the show later in the month. I have some other projects that I've been working on. I hate when people say that. I have high projects I've been working on. That's why I've been so busy. No, I've just been depressed and haven't been on my game. But I do have some other podcasts that I'm starting. Hopefully. I don't know. People are kind of getting flaky with this shit. Do I want to answer any more of these questions? I guess, okay, I'll answer this one. Top five favorite films. Films, guys, not movies, films. That's hard. I'm not pretentious. I'm not like a pretentious movie person. I know I have a septum ring and a conductor hat that I wear, but I'm not pretentious about movies. Is that what you call them, conductor hats? The one I have, a hat that like George R.R. Martin wears, or however you say his fucking name. See, I've never even seen Game of Thrones. Yeah, that's what it's called. So I don't know, I'm just not pretentious about these kind of things. And what would be my top? Okay, this is, I'm gonna say this and you're gonna be like, you don't know anything about movies. One of my favorite movies is Ted. But that's just because I love Seth MacFarlane and everything he does. Honestly, so I used to love him. Okay, I didn't used to. I still love him so much. But I really loved him when I was in middle school. Very weird to be obsessed with a 40-year-old man in middle school. But it is what it is. And I guess that makes sense. But what was I going with this? Oh, this is what I was gonna say. So Seth MacFarlane, I was obsessed with him in middle school. And then now that I'm an adult and I'm kind of like watching interviews of him and just kind of experiencing him as an adult, I feel like he's kind of an asshole. I mean, I don't know him, obviously, but like, I feel like if I met him, I'd be disappointed. Like, he seems kind of pretentious. He seems kind of douchey. That seems like the same thing. And I don't know. I feel like he's an asshole. My car's name is Seth. I don't, and I love him so much and I love everything he does, but I feel like just watching interviews with him, I feel like he's like an asshole and I don't want to feel this way about him, but I feel like I do. But one of my favorite movies is Ted, A Million Ways to Die in the West. Jesus Christ. Hello. Honestly, one of my favorite movies is Silver Linings Playbook. I not really for any reason other than I watched it in high school when I was depressed or whenever it came out. And I just now have like an attachment to it and I have to watch it anytime I'm like moody as fuck. Yeah, so that's a top one for me. What else? I've been watching a fair amount of movies this year. I guess I'm really liking like Greta Gerwig and like Noah Baumbach movies, but that's such a pretentious and basic thing to say, but I guess it's true. I don't know. I watch way more TV than I do movies. I love sitcoms. I love like animation, obviously Family Guy. Okay, hot take. I love Family Guy. I love it so much. But now that I'm an adult, I will say King of the Hill is probably one of the best animated series ever. Ever. Out of The Simpsons, Family Guy, or King of the Hill, King of the Hill is way better than The Simpsons and Family Guy. Just the show didn't go for too long. It went for a long time, so you can watch a lot of it, but it didn't go too long. Like, I feel like, honestly, with Family Guy and The Simpsons, I'm kind of like, they should just cancel those. Like, they've had their run. You know what I mean? Like, they do the same jokes over and over again. Like, let's move on. But King of the Hill, they knew when to get out. They got out on a high note. The show was great. The characters were great. I think the best part is the characters, because like they really built those characters and put them in different scenarios, and we all knew how these characters would react because how beautifully they were created. I'm saying that about King of the Hill, how beautifully Hank Hill was created. Okay, I really need this podcast to not be 13 minutes. What else can I ramble on about? Did I have any other questions that were worth answering? I hope this mic sound good. I don't know. I'm very anxious because I'm going to get my period. Did I say that already? I'm recording this at 9 p.m. I've had all day to do it. I guess this is just going to be a short, like, you know, get to know me if you don't know me kind of episode. I have some cool guests coming on this month. I'm really excited for what we're doing here, for the 10 listeners that I have. I think we're doing a good thing, and King of the Hill is better than Family Guy and The Simpsons, and I burped a little bit. Could you hear that in the microphone? I hope not. Okay, I'll be posting next week, guys. Okay, have a good night.